Hello, and you're listening to Radio Tattoo. Hello, and welcome to my show. This is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your island style hour at radio.dominican.edu. This is my show where I talk about all things that makes my home of Hawaii so important. Well, welcome to my last show. Since this is my last show, I'm going to be talking about things that I feel when I'm up here and I'm not home. So basically, I'm going to be talking about homesickness and culture shock and all of the stuff like that. So there are like pros and cons to like being home, from being away from home. There are pros and cons, like things that are good but also bad, which is, if that makes any sense, it's stuff like that. So being away from friends and family, like the reason that a lot of people like go away for college, like they like go to the mainland for college, is because when you grow up on an island, it's kind of, you grow up on an island, so you're kind of isolated. It's the rock is what people in Hawaii call it. You live on the rock, and you basically live on a rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So it's a little bit isolated. So a lot of people like go to the mainland for college because it's time. It's time. Like if you're born and raised in Hawaii, you've been there for like 18 years, and it's like it's time. It's time. It's time to go to the mainland, get some new experiences, try new things and stuff like that. So it's a good thing and a bad thing, because you do miss like your friends and families that are back home. You like sometimes you'll miss them, but it's also a good thing because you have a lot more freedom. It's like that sense of freedom that you've like never had before. It's like I can basically do whatever I want, but it's limited if you're a kid from Hawaii. If you're a kid from Hawaii, your freedom is very limited. There's a limit on that freedom, because you don't have a car. If you're from Hawaii, your parents aren't going to ship you up a car because it's way too expensive. So you don't really have a car if you're a Hawaii kid. You don't usually have a car. So you either have to find a friend with a car or figure out the bus system. So you do have a lot of freedom, but it's kind of limited. And then there's also the cooler weather, which is a pro and a con. It's good because when you grow up in Hawaii, it's like it's always like super, super hot. So it's like you come up here to the mainland and it's like the weather's actually kind of cooler, which is kind of nice and like refreshing and relaxing. But then there's the point where it gets too cold. Like if you're from Hawaii, anything below 75 degrees, it's cold. You like put on a jacket if it's like 70 degrees. And here it gets, now it's like, since it's fall, it's getting a lot colder. So it's getting to like the 60s, and I'm like freezing my ass off. It's like so freaking cold. I think it's really, really cold. I get cold easily anyway, but to me, like it's like 60s and I'm freezing my ass off. It's, yeah, but it's nice and it's refreshing to be in colder weather instead of being always in like 80 degree weather like it is back at home. And then there's another thing. Hawaiian barbecue places here on the mainland. Like, they have the spam musubi and the chicken musubi and the chicken katsu, and they have like local mokos and stuff like that. But it's never as good as home. It's good if you're homesick. If you're like super, super homesick, it's good. Like, it's good and it reminds you of home, but it's not zippies. It's not rainbows. It's not as good. It's good if you're homesick. Like the chicken katsu and the rice and the katsu sauce, like, oh my gosh, so good. But it's never as good as home. But it's good if you're homesick. So it's a good thing and a bad thing and a pro and a con. And sushi and poke. Okay, here's the thing with this. It's like, depending on what kind of sushi, it can be good. Like if it's like it's not gonna be like ahi. It's not not going to be like ahi poke. Like, ahi poke here is very different than ahi poke at home. Because ahi poke at home, you know it is fresh and you know it is good. But ahi poke here is a little bit different. And each poke place, like, makes it differently anyway. But it tastes different. And it's not as good. It's never going to be as good as home. And sushi, depending on the sushi, like, if it's, like, depending on, like, what kind of sushi it is, like, if it's, like, butterfish or something like that, it's probably good, and you know it's fresh, then it's good, but it's always different than sushi at home. It's just, yeah, it's, depending on what you get, it can be good, and depending on where it's from, it can be good, but it's always different. And boba and bubble tea. Okay, can I just lay something out here? Like, just in general, boba and bubble tea, it's the same thing, people. It is the same thing. You don't have to, like, correct people when people call it, like, bubble tea, saying, no, it's not bubble tea, it's boba. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You just, some people, in my opinion, like, people started calling it boba to make them seem, like, to make it seem more, like, oriental or more, like, cultured, I guess, but boba and bubble tea, it's the same thing. Just same thing, same flavors, same. It's the same. You don't have to call it boba. You don't have to correct people when people say bubble tea. Bubble tea and boba, it's the same thing. Just throwing that out there. Okay. But it's okay. Boba up here is, like, they have, like, all these, like, boba places, and it's interesting. It's interesting to see what they do with boba up here. Like, there are, like, some, like, crazy boba places that put, like, cotton candy and, like, candy and, like, other stuff, like, on it. And they have, like, some interesting flavors, too. Because at home, like, with the boba places at home, it's just, you just kind of have boba. And it's, like, I've never tried the boba up here, but I've heard it's, like, pretty good and it's pretty interesting. But I know it tastes, like, a little bit different than it does at home. Because up here, there are places where, like, Haole people make it. Which I find kind of interesting. Because it's not as good if, like, a Haole person makes it. Is what I've heard. Up here, it's not as good if a Haole person makes your boba. Because back at home, there are, like, so many places. And they're all, like, Korean or, like, Japanese or Vietnamese or something like that. They're all like that because there's, like, coffee and tea, there's taste tea, there's Shaka Shaka, there's Mr. Tea, and there's, like, so many other places that serve boba. And they're always Asian. And I think it's because it's Hawaii, but I'm not too sure because I've heard up here there are, like, some Haole places that, like, try to make boba and it's not as good. I don't know. That's just, it's a pro and a con because boba, it's a thing now. It wasn't before. I mean, it always was in Hoi, but now it's a thing all across the US. So there's that. Then there's a pro and a con for Hoi people is the dumb questions. And this is a personal favorite because it's so much fun. It's so much fun screwing with people. Like, screwing with people who ask these dumb questions. Like, it's so funny. Because it's like, do you have internet in Hoi? And it's like, there's this one article or something. There's this post that I saw or something. And it was, this guy is like, me and my wife are going to Hoi for our honeymoon. Do we need our passport? And then this one person who is from Hoi responded saying, yes, you need your passport because Hoi is a different country. And there's also a list of shots that you will need to have and because there are different diseases in Hoi. And just went off this, like, huge tangent that, like, talked about, like, how, like, Hoi is, like, a different country and you need to be careful and all the stuff like that. And this was, like, posted on Facebook or something last year, but it was just so funny because us as Hoi people, we love to, like, mess with the stupid Haoles and the stupid tourists that do that. It's really, really funny, and we find it a little too entertaining sometimes, but it's freaking hilarious. we like mess with people like that. It's like it's bad for the people receiving it. For us, we find it freaking hilarious because it's just so funny. Okay, and another thing that's a pro and a con is omiyage, like omiyage stuff. Omiyage is when it's Japanese, and it's when you like visit someone up here, you like bring like stuff from home. So you bring like, usually you bring like chocolate macadamia nuts, you bring like Hawaiian Hosts or like Honolulu Cookie Company cookies or stuff like that. And there, you bring up stuff like that, but when you go home, you always end up like leaving with stuff. So it's like for Hawaii people, when you come here to California, you always leave a Trader Joe's stuff. Like, you're always like bringing home stuff from Trader Joe's, because it's like you go to like the mainland, you go to California, and if people know you're going to California, like your family, they know, and you say like, hey, I'm going to California, and it's like, okay, can you get this, this, and this, and this for me from Trader Joe's? And it's like, yeah, and like, it's always a carry-on. You always have a carry-on bag of Trader Joe's stuff that you're bringing home for your family. That's just kind of a thing. And then there's also Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is a huge thing because there's only one Krispy Kreme in the state. And I'm like gonna touch more base on this later, but it's like when people like go to Las Vegas is known as like the ninth island of Hawaii because Hawaii people love Las Vegas. Like my aunties and my uncles and like my grandparents like go to Las Vegas like every few months because they like to like go there and gamble and stuff like that. But my grandpa always says, don't drink, don't do drugs, don't gamble. But Vegas is okay because Vegas is fun. Vegas isn't gambling. But that's what my grandpa always says. And they go to Vegas like every few months. And people like go to Vegas and they like bring back like snacks and stuff. But sometimes people will like smuggle back like a box of like Krispy Kreme because Krispy Kreme is only on Maui. So if you can get Krispy Kreme, it is like you bring it home and it's awesome. And it's a huge thing for, it's a thing for Hawaii people. It's just a thing. It's really hard to describe, but it's just a thing for Hawaii people. And In-N-Out. In-N-Out's another really big thing for Hawaii people because when in California, you gotta go to In-N-Out. And if you're from Hawaii, you go to California and you take a picture of In-N-Out. You take a picture and you put that on Instagram and Facebook or you like Snapchat it because it's a thing. It's like when in California, you go to In-N-Out. It's just a thing. Doesn't matter. It's a Hawaii person thing. It's a very Hawaii person thing to do. But that's kind of like, those are like pros and cons of being up here and stuff like that. So I'm going to take a short break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
I would be alone. I hid where you could never find me. I planned to make it on my own. I thought the world would go on spinning if I never showed my face. But then you caught me in a corner. I felt so out of place, so out of place. And then the world stopped when I saw you. I was speechless. For a minute, maybe two, then my heart dropped. So what else could I do but shout it from the sidewalk? Love me. small. And then the world stopped. When I saw you, I was speechless. For a minute, maybe two, then my heart dropped. So what else could I do but shout it from the sidewalks, shout it from the street.
Hello, and I'm back, and remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Now, in my first segment of my show, I talked about pros and cons of being up here instead of at home, and in case you missed that part, I just kind of talked about, like, how it's a good thing and a bad thing that you're not home and you're on the mainland. And next I'm going to talk about mainlanders, and that's people who live up here and what I think is weird and what other people from Hawaii might think is kind of weird, that things that mainlanders do that Hawaii people find kind of weird. And it's okay, so it's like basically stuff that I think is weird and stuff that makes me cringe. And first, let me just lay out diversity, the diversity here. Like, I know Dominican, our school, it's a very diverse place. Like, on every syllabus I get for every single class, there's a section on diversity. Like, I get it. But compared to Hawaii is the most diverse state in America. So compared to Hawaii, here, being up here, it's Holland. I'm like, no offense or anything, but being up here, it's kind of Holland. Like, just throwing that out there, because, like, in Hawaii, it's very diverse, and you got your Chinese, the Filipinos, your Koreans, your Vietnamese, your Hollies, your Hapa Hollies, your African Americans, your whatever. It's very, very diverse with people from all over the world. Just Hawaii, because it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, so it's very, like, yeah. Mostly Asians, but yeah, it's very, it's a lot of people, it's very diverse, it's a huge melting pot. And then there's the whole thing with homesickness. Okay, this is my last show, so I'm not really holding back, I'm just getting really real. So, it's like homesickness, and you hear like all these other people like, oh my gosh, I miss my mom's cooking, I'm so homesick, and it's like, oh, where are you from? It's like, oh, I'm from Southern California, and it's like, you be polite and you don't say anything, but it's like, that's cute. Oh, you're from Southern California and you can, like, drive home on long weekends? Oh, that's cute. I'm from Hawaii. In order for me to go home, I can't go home on long weekends because for me, I have to go to the airport, take, like, a 5 or 6 hour plane ride across the ocean to the middle of the Pacific Ocean on an island because that is where I live. So it's like, oh, that's cute. That's cute that you, like, miss your mom's cooking. You can, like, go home on long weekends. Yeah, I'm from Hawaii. So I have to take a freaking 5 hour plane ride across the ocean 2,500 miles away in order to get home. So I can't go home on long weekends, but oh, that's cute. You're homesick, and you can just drive home. Yeah, that's cute. It's kind of annoying for someone like, for Hawaii people. It's a little bit annoying sometimes, but it's a thing. Another thing is hella or hecka. Here, I know that's like a Bay Area thing. I didn't know that was a Bay Area thing though till the beginning of this year. So that's how oblivious I am. And this is my second year up here, so Yeah, I'm kind of oblivious. I didn't know that was a Bay Area thing. I thought that was a California thing, but apparently it's just a Bay Area thing. Hella or hecka, that is used a lot up here. Like, every other sentence or every other word is hella or hecka. And I'm just, it's interesting. It's interesting that has become a thing. It's just kind of interesting. Okay, another one. Shoes stay on. People wear their shoes everywhere. Inside, outside, doesn't matter. Like, everywhere. And it's weird. It's weird for someone being from Hawaii, because in Hawaii, you're told and you are, like, taught. From a young age, you take off your shoes before you go into someone's house. You take off your shoes before you go into, like, Like, sometimes, like, in a classroom, you take off your shoes. It's just something you do. It's something you learn. It's something you learn and you grow up learning. If you're born and raised in Hawaii, before you go in the house, you take off your shoes. It's just something you learn. But here, your shoes stay on. In the house, outside the house, it's like your shoes that you've, like, walked around outside and stay on. And it's really, really weird. Like, at home, you, like, watch TV. Like, back home in Hawaii, you watch TV and you see all these, like, commercials for, like, vacuums and, like, carpet cleaning places, and you're just kind of thinking that, like, why are there so many of these commercials? Then you come up here and you realize that everyone keeps their shoes on. Like they walk outside in the mud or whatever, and then they, like, go inside and their shoes are still on. It's like, oh, that's why there are so many, like, vacuum, like, commercials and, like, carpet cleaning commercials. Oh, okay. It's just weird. And it's like, if, like, in Hawaii, we, like, take off our shoes and, like, before we enter the house. It's just kind of a thing we do. It's a thing. And, like, so we don't vacuum very often, but it's like, I feel like here people vacuum, like, every week, and at home you just kind of vacuum, like, at most once every 2 weeks or, like, once a month. Like, you don't vacuum very often because your carpets stay pretty clean. But I don't know. It doesn't make sense why mainlanders do that and they keep their shoes on inside houses and stuff. I don't get it, but that's a thing. And another thing is friends. Like, I've noticed up here that, like, people have, like, different names for their friends. It's like, oh, my homies or my bros, and it's like, okay, why don't you just call them your friends? I don't know. It's just a thing that I've noticed, that it's like, it's not like, oh, these are my friends, these are my homies, or these are my bros, and I'm just like, I have friends, I have best friends, and I have a boyfriend. It's like, I just, you know, they're my friends. It's not like my bros or my homies, they're just my friends. Sometimes I call them my peeps, but other than that, it's just, they're my friends. Yeah, and driving, oh my gosh, mainland driving, oh my gosh, it's so fast, and some people don't use their blinkers, and they, like, just turn. It's like, road rage is way huger up here. Like, people, like, yelling out of their, like, car windows at other people, and I'm just kind of like, whoa, and they drive so fast up here. Like, they're going, like, 70 miles per hour and 80 miles per hour, like, on the freeway, and I feel like I have to, like, hold myself down, because I'm like, oh my gosh, why are you in a rush? Why are you driving so fast? It kind of, like, scares me, because in Hawaii, the speed limit on the freeway is 55 to, like, 65 miles per hour, and people drive around, like, 55, 60 miles per hour, so I'm just like, yeah, okay, but here, people are driving, like, 70 and 80 miles per hour, and it kind of scares me, because I'm just like, why are we in a rush? Okay, like, small kind gives me anxiety, because I'm just like, why are people driving so fast? I'm not used to it. It's like, you got somewhere to go or something? Like, why are you driving so fast? I guess that's just the pace up here, and family, like, howly families up here. I'm jumping topics. Howly families up here. Like, people our age, like, that, like, are born and raised up here or whatever, they treat their parents like they're their friends, like they're their best friends, and it's really weird. Because in Hawaii, we don't, it's not really do that. Like, there's like a, it's like, you're friends with like your friend's parents more than you are with your own parents. It's kind of a thing, because it's like, oh, auntie, uncle, hey, what's up? It's, you don't really do that with your parents. It's like, your parents aren't really your friends. There's like a strict line, and it's like, there's a line with parents and child. It's like, your parents aren't really your friends. It's kind of weird. And, okay, things that make me cringe. The way that people pronounce words up here. Like, okay, just one thing is shave ice. Shave ice is not a snow cone. Okay, let me just, shave ice and a snow cone, two very different things, okay? Snow cones are actually like rocky and more like chunky. It's like you threw ice into a blender. That's not shave ice. Not the same thing as shave ice. Shave ice is like snow. It's like a block of ice that has been like ground very, very finely and like shaped into a cone or a cup or whatever you have your shave ice in. Shave ice and a snow cone, two very different things. Do not call them the same thing, because they are not the same thing. Shave ice is very different from a snow cone. Okay, and I'm gonna get very angry in this. Like, disclaimer, I'm gonna get very angry because these are just things that make me, like, cringe. Like, nah. Another thing. Shoyu. Shoyu, it's shoyu. It's soy sauce. Oh, cringe. So cringe-worthy. But shoyu and soy sauce is the same thing, but I'm just calling it, it's shoyu. It's shoyu. I'm from Hawaii. It is shoyu. Oh, okay. Okay. Another thing. I talked a little bit about this last week, I think, but slippers. They are slippers. Not flip-flops. Oh, cringe. Cringe. But they're slippers. They're not flip-flops. Ah, they're slippers. Okay, another thing. Arare. Arare is, this is more of a local thing. This is more of a local thing. But arare, mochi crunch, kaki mochi, it's that. It's not arari. Cringe. But yeah, it's pronounced arare. Another thing, lychee. Lychee. It is lychee. It's not lychee. I'm cringing so much. It is not lychee. It's lychee. It's lychee. Just, it's lychee. Another thing, karaoke. 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 Japanese. Karaoke. Not karaoke. It is not pronounced that way. It is karaoke. Karaoke. On the same topic, karate. 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 Not karate. Karate. That's just another thing. Now going with more of a Hawaiian way. Ukulele. Say it with me. Ukulele, not ukulele. Oh, that makes me so cringe and it bothers me so much. Ukulele, not ukulele. Nah, ukulele. Ukulele. Please. Another thing is the way that people pronounce our islands. Like, this hurts my soul saying these in like the Haole way. It hurts my soul. So I'm gonna say it in Hawaiian, okay? There are 8 islands in the Hawaiian chain, in the Hawaiian state. There's the Big Island or Hawaii Island. There's Maui, Koho'olawe, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. 8 Hawaiian islands. There's like, I go from the bottom of the chain to the top of the chain. That's the way that I go. So it's the Big Island, which is the Big Island. And then there's Maui, which some people say Maui, which is wrong. It's Maui. Then there's Koho'olawe. And I don't even, I can't even, like, say it how some people, like, how like, Haole people butcher it. It's like, I can't. Because it's Koho'olawe. It's I'm trying to figure out how people say it, but I can't. And then there's Lanai, which some people call Lanai. It's Lanai. And then there's Molokai, and some people call it Molokai. It's Molokai. There's the Okina there. Then there's Oahu, which is where I'm from. I'm from Oahu, which some people call Oahu, which I don't know where you're getting the W from, but It's not there. It's Oahu. And then there's Kauai, which is Kauai. And then there's Niihau, which is Niihau. But let me just go through that again. From the bottom of the chain to the top of the chain, Hawaii Island, also known as the Big Island, Maui Island, Koho'olawe Island, Lanai Island, Molokai Island, Oahu Island, Kauai Island, and Niihau. And I am from Mokopuni o Oahu, so, and I took Hawaiian language, and I just grew up learning these things, so please, 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 please try, at least try to say these correctly, because it just bothers me so much. Another thing, lily koi is passion fruit. I don't know why you guys call it a passion fruit, because you call guava guava, and you call papaya papaya, but you call lily koi a passion fruit? Like, really? It's lily koi. You don't have to call it a passion fruit. Because it's like, I heard passion fruit, and I remember I was younger, and I heard the word passion fruit, and I'm like, what's a passion fruit? And my sister's like, it's a lily koi. And I'm like, oh, why don't they just call it a lily koi? And my sister's like, I don't know. And I'm like, lily koi, passion fruit. It's like, you call guava guava, you call a papaya a papaya. You call a mango, but you don't call, but you, then you go to passion fruit. It's lily koi, but okay. Another thing is, mainlanders overprice. Things up here are overpriced. It's interesting. It's interesting. Like, spam is overpriced, which doesn't make any sense at all. Why it's more expensive here than it is at home, because it's made on the mainland. So I don't get why spam is overpriced. Shoyu is overpriced, which makes a little more sense, I guess, because like, it's from Hawaii, so I guess it makes a little more sense. Acai bowls are overpriced, which is kind of interesting, because it's like, it's more expensive than it is at home. Well, like, depending on where you get an acai bowl, but acai bowls at home aren't very expensive. Like, they can be, depending on where you go, but they're usually not very expensive. They're usually around, like, depending on where you go, they can be, like, $6, $7. And up here, they can be, like, $11, and I'm just like, that's kind of ridiculous for an acai bowl. Along with poke bowls, they're overpriced up here, too. And you can get a poke bowl for like $5-6, and here they're like $12-13, and I'm like, that's kind of ridiculous, but okay. Another thing is cooking. Why don't people up here know how to cook rice, like in a rice cooker? Like, you, like, up here you see like stuff and you see like this like Uncle Ben's crap, and I'm just like, how do you not cook rice in a rice cooker? How do you cook it in a pot? Like, how is that a thing? Like, is there another way to cook rice than, like, in a rice cooker? And you cook it in a pot, and it's this Uncle Ben's crap, and it doesn't even look like rice. It's, like, just grain stuff. It's weird. It's weird, and it's gross, and it's, like, mainlanders. Hawaii people find this weird, just FYI. Okay, well, I'm gonna take another break, but remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your Island Style Hour at radio.dominican.edu.
Mr. Sancho Lee,
Mr. Sancho Lee,
got plenty
lychee,
lychee, got plenty lychee, but he no gives to me. And he's just a mean old Pokemon.
Mr. Conrad Jones,
Mr. Conrad Jones,
get plenty swimming,
hola, plenty swimming pools,
plenty swimming pools,
but he no gives to me. Just a mean old howling. Mr. Maximo Concepcion,
Mr. Concepcion,
got plenty
fighting chicken,
fighting chicken,
got plenty
fighting chicken, but he no give to me.
he's just a mean old Pilafinomen. Mr. Kazu Tanaka,
Mr. Kazu Tanaka,
get plenty camera
Ola
supply,
plenty electronic equipment,
plenty camera supply, but he no gives to me. And he's just a mean old Kepani man. Miss Momi Lomi Lomi,
Miss Momi Lomi Lomi,
got plenty experience,
experience,
got plenty experience, she no experience me. And she's just a mean old cocktail waitress.
Mr. Kamaka Viva Ole,
Mr. Kamaka Viva Ole,
got plenty,
not too much of nothing,
nothing,
got plenty, nothing,
he takes it out on me. And he's just a mean old Hawaiian man. One thing I went notice about this place, all us guys we teased the race. It's amazing we can live in the same place.
Hello, and I'm back. Remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your island style hour at radio.dominican.edu. Now, just as a little recap, in my first segment of my show, I talked about pros and cons. Pros and cons of, like, being up here and not being at home, since I'm from Hawaii. And then in the section right before I took this break, in that segment, I talked about mainlanders and things that make me cringe being from Hawaii, and things that I find people up here, mainlanders, people from the mainland, things that I think is weird. And in my next segment, I'm going to be talking about only in Hawaii, which is a hashtag only in Hawaii, which is, if you're from Hawaii, it's like hashtag only in Hawaii. But in Hawaii, never having to buy avocados or papayas or mangoes or coconuts or jabong. It's like your grandma, like my popo, she has two avocado trees and a jabong tree. Oh, sorry. A jabong is a Chinese grapefruit. We have one on campus. It's by Penafort. We have a jabong tree. It's there. It's a grapefruit. It's a Chinese grapefruit. It's not the same thing as a regular grapefruit. It's a Chinese grapefruit. It's yellow and it's okay. Sorry. But yeah, she has two avocado trees. So I honestly don't remember the last time that my family had to buy an avocado. I don't remember. But the avocados are like huge. They're like huge. They're like 8 inches tall and like shaped like a pear. It's basically shaped like a giant pear. But that's what the avocados are like. And papayas. They have a papaya tree too. Like, same thing. Don't remember the last time you had to buy a papaya. And mangoes. Mangoes are very, very common. Like, mango trees are everywhere. Mango trees and avocado trees, they're everywhere. So, it's like, the farmer's market are really good. But it's like, your cousin's got them. Your auntie's got them. Your sister's brother's little brother has them. Like, you don't, like, and like coconut trees and stuff like that. You don't remember, like, I don't remember the last time you had to buy, like, an avocado. Because they're just, those trees are basically everywhere in Hawaii. And lihing moi, it's a seed. It's very, very sour, but it's also kind of sweet, and it's like turned into a powder, and it can be on anything and everything. Like, it's like, I like, you can have it on like lihing apples, and lihing pineapples are so, so good. Like, you have those at, like, potlucks. So good. Lihing apples and like, and there's like leaking sour belts. Oh my gosh. Strawberry leaking sour belts are the best thing ever. They are amazing. If you're from Hawaii, you know. I have my mom like ship this stuff to me because it's so good. Leaking sour belts are amazing. And then leaking popcorn is kind of a thing that I like. I like leaking powder on my popcorn because it kind of makes it sweet and a little salty and a little sour. And it's like, I kind of like it. So, leaking. It's on anything and everything from shave ice to popcorn to your sour belt. It's on anything and everything and it tastes amazing. Oh, it's also on kakimochi. It's on arare. And that's really good too. Pog. Passion orange guava. It's pog. Pog is... It's a drink. It's like, cause pog. It's like, there's no other way to describe it. It's like pog. It's juice made by Metal Gold. It's only in Hawaii, and it's also a shave ice flavor, and cause pog. Like, cause pog. It's also really good to, like, mix with cocktail drinks, I've heard. Like, on Sunday brunch, we usually have, like, Eggs Benedict and mimosas, but we usually have pog mimosas instead of using orange juice. Yeah. Another thing is, shave ice. Shave ice. Like, there's so many flavors of shave ice, it's infinite, that you're so indecisive, unless you know what you like. Like, I go to Waila, and I usually get pog shave ice, because it's really, really good there, and because pog. And, but there's also, there's not just shave ice. You know shave ice isn't everything, because there's also samurai soft serve. Okay. Samurai in general. It's basically like, it's like ice cream, but it's like ice cream and shave ice mixed together, I guess. But they also have it like soft serve, like in a cone, but they also have it like in like a bowl dish thing. I don't know. It comes prepackaged. You can like get it at like Sam's Club or Costco or whatever, and you can like buy it prepackaged. And like strawberry vanilla samurai takes me back to like being in like third grade and fourth grade and like middle school and stuff, where you could get that at the snack bar, and then like people would bring that for like their birthdays and stuff. That and mochi ice cream from Bubby's. It has to be like Bubby's mochi ice cream, because that is the best mochi ice cream, because they got like coffee and the chocolate and strawberry and vanilla, and it's like green tea, and it's like they have so many flavors and it's so good. So it's like you don't mind standing in line for shave ice, samurai soft serve, or like Bubby's mochi ice cream, because it's amazing. Then another thing, Krispy Kreme. Okay, I talked a little bit about this earlier, but Maui hit the jackpot because they're the only place in the state with the Krispy Kreme. And Krispy Kreme is like, it's Hawaii people go crazy for Krispy Kreme because it's awesome. But there are also other places to get like donuts. Kamehameha Bakery, really good donuts. They have really good donuts, and their signature is a poi donut, which is a donut that's purple. It's not like a donut though. It's a donut without a hole, and it's glazed and it's purple on the inside, and it's a poi donut that's similar to a malasada. Okay, but places make malasadas like malasadas are different at anywhere you go. If you go to like Leonard's, and like place, if you go to like Leonard's is a popular malasada place. That's what a malasada is like. It's a donut without a hole, covered in sugar. That's basically what a malasada is. But it can also be like filled with stuff. It can be filled with like custard or like pudding or whatever. It's like that. It's a Filipino fried donut, basically. But my school had a carnival. Well, a lot of schools have like carnivals and stuff, but my school has a carnival, and you make homemade malasadas, and you make it like a donut, and it's so good. Like, carnival donuts are the best when they're fresh out of the fryer, and it's so, so, so good. And you do this thing called the mala burger, which is you go to the hamburger booth, and you get a Terry burger. or a cherry cheeseburger, and then you go to the malasadas and you get two malasadas, and you take off the bun of the cherry burger, and then you use two malasadas as the bun, and you eat that, and it's really gross, but it tastes so good. Like, it, mala burger. It's disgustingly amazing. Another thing is Liliha Bakery. Liliha Bakery. Cocoa Puffs from Liliha Bakery are everything. They're so, so good. It's a cream puff, but instead of cream, it's chocolate, and on top there's instead of whipped cream, on top of it there's chantilly. So it's like a chantilly cake, kind of, except it's a cocoa puff, and at Liliha Bakery is the only place that they make cocoa puffs, and it is freaking amazing. Like, you don't even know. Cocoa puffs, so, so good. Like, I'd rather have that than a cake on my birthday, because cocoa puffs are amazing. And then there's Hurricane Popcorn, which is Hurricane Popcorn. It's popcorn with butter, furikake, and arare, and you mix that all up in a bag, and it's amazing. So good. This Hurricane Popcorn. It's another thing. Another thing is rice cooker. Everyone in Hawaii has a rice cooker. If you live in Hawaii, you have a rice cooker. You have a rice cooker, and you always have rice. It's staple food. You have a rice paddle, but if you're at school, it's a rice scooper. It's essentially, that's what they use at my school. It's an ice cream scooper with a thing that scoops it out. I don't know what it's an ice cream scooper, but you call it a rice scooper because that's what you use to scoop the rice at the school cafeteria. Another big thing in Hawaii is repping your high school. You rep your high school, and you rep it hard. Everyone's if you're in college, everyone's there, and they're all wearing their class ring, because you rep your high school, and you rep your high school hard. Like, in my high school, there are huge high school rivalries, and we're sitting there at this football game, and we're F St. Louis, or whatever, F St. Louis, or F Yolani, or stuff like that. Because we rep our high school, and Hoy, you rep your high school, and you rep it hard. Like, I'm in college, and I still rep my high school hard. Shout out to everyone who went to my high school. Strawberry shortcake. Then someone says huckleberry pie, and then V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Are we in it? Well, I guess. Punahou, yes, yes, yes. That's one of our cheers that we do, and I live streamed football games because they do that. I live stream my high school football games, and I sit there, and every time they make a touchdown, that's the cheer that we do after our alma mater, and they do this one thing where they jump up and down after every time they make a touchdown, and I'm there, and I yell, and I jump up and down, and it's just a thing that I do. Another thing that's only in Hawaii is I'm going into inside jokes now. There's the whole thing with the Kamaaina rates. You never remember to use your Kamaaina rates, even though you have your Kamaaina discount. You never remember to use it. It's just a thing. And then there's with the news people, there are two news stations. So then no, there's a news station, but there are two weather people. There's Guy Hoggy and there's Dan Cook. And then there's, but you don't really trust Guy Hoggy anymore because he's Lie Hoggy. He lies. He lies about the weather. And he always blows it out of proportion. And he always because sometimes he lies about the weather, saying it's not gonna rain, but then it does rain. So Lie Hoggy. And then there's the thing where Mahalo means trash can, because on every single trash can it says Mahalo, so Mahalo means trash. And then there's the I'm not late, I stay on Hawaiian time, and if you stay on Hawaiian time, it basically means you're late. But basically, lucky we live Hawaii, living the high life, and it's always a beautiful day in Hawaii'i. So I'm gonna take another break. But remember that this is the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe for your island style hour at radio.dominican.edu.
So Sometimes I reach to meet the clouds, but I always keep one foot on ground. My horizon's widening. The nights are cold here, sometimes lonely. Eyes are open, so much to see. Sometimes they long for familiarity. And don't wear on distant lands. I always keep one foot on sand.
I'm back. Remember that this is the 808 with me, DJ Ho'olohe, for your Iron Cell Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Now, I still have a few more minutes left, but this is my last show, so I have to wrap it up in a couple more minutes. But just as a recap, in the beginning of my show, I talked about pros and cons of being here instead of being at home in Hawaii, and pros and cons of that. And then I talked about mainlanders and the culture shock of that, things that make me cringe and things that Hawaii people find weird that mainlanders do. Then right before I took this break, I talked about only in Hawaii and things that are pretty much only in Hawaii, things that people do, things that people say, things that you eat, and stuff that's only in Hawaii. Now I'm going to talk about change. Change is a very interesting thing in Hawaii. Like, when you, like, come from Hawaii, there's a lot of change, and at least from, you don't do well with change. You grow up on an island, you don't do very well with change. You get very, very, very homesick. First semester sucks. Like, first semester, it at times it's okay, but it literally generally all around sucks. Like, I remember last year, first semester, I was kind of depressed, not gonna lie. I could have been depressed because I literally stayed in my room all the time, and the only time I left my room was when I had to. So when I had to go to class and when I went to get food is literally the only time when I left my room. So first semester sucks because you get so homesick and you're like, it's like sensory overload. You're just like new people, new teachers, new school, new state, new like everything. And it's just kind of sensory overload. And you're just like, I miss home. Take me home. I don't want to be here. Why do I want to be here? I want to go home. It's just, first semester sucks if you're in college. And then you're like, it sucks so much for me. Whereas you're just listening to music and you make the local food. And I listen to my Hawaiian music and I eat my spam musubi and I sit on my beach towel and I just get, and I look at photos and I just get sad and angry and it sucked. So yeah. Another thing is seasons. What are seasons? Because you come from Hawaii, you don't have seasons. You have rainy, you have sunny. It's like, that's it. Here there are seasons. Like, it's getting colder and the leaves are changing color. What is this? Like, the leaves, they're red and they're yellow. Like, what? This is so cool. And they're, like, falling down. And it's, like, it's a thing. It's a really weird thing, being from Hawaii, because that doesn't happen in Hawaii. So, you're here, and you're like, ooh, pretty leaves. And being the weird Hawaii kid I am, I like to collect leaves. So, I, like, go on a walk in the middle of November, and I'll, like, pick up pretty leaves, because it's what I like to do. In winter, Winter isn't as big of a thing here in California, but in, like, in Oregon and in Washington and, like, on the East Coast and, like, in the Midwest, and it's, like, where it snows. Oh, my God. Hawaii people go crazy. Like, I remember my sister went to college in Oregon, and I remember my sister telling me, first time it snowed, all the Hawaii kids were outside. All the Hawaii kids were outside in the snow. Then they figured out it was freezing cold. They came back inside, grabbed the jacket, then went back outside. And they were, like, outside in their pajamas. They were, like, playing with the snow. And they tried super hard to make a snowman. It never worked, but they tried really, really hard. But it's a huge thing being from Hawaii. It's like, oh my God, it's snowing. Like, it's, like, and everyone else is like, why are you spazzing? But it's a huge, huge deal. But here, it gets for a Hawaii person, under 70 degrees is cold. So here it's like mid-60s, low-60s, and I feel like I'm freezing my ass off. Because I get cold really easily, but I'm just like, and then people are walking around wearing shorts, and I'm like, how? How are you wearing shorts when it's, like, 65 degrees? I'm, like, freaking freezing my ass off wearing, like, a hoodie and wearing, like, my Uniqlo jacket on over that because I'm freezing my ass off. And then daylight savings. What? What is daylight savings? Like, the sun's setting at, like, 5 p.m. What is this? Like, what? It's so confusing to Hawaii people. Like, I remember last year on Snapchat, everyone was Snapchatting, like, what is daylight savings? Because it's, like, 5 p.m. and it's dark. What? Like, it's confusing. And then casually driving to other states. Like, you're just casual. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go to, like, Utah for the weekend. Like, casually driving to other states. You're like, what? How? How is... It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because you grew up on an island and you're just like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna casually drive to Maine. What? Like, huh? It's so, so confusing. Another thing is, change. Being up here, you don't have rice with every meal. What is a meal if you don't have rice with every meal? Like, in Hawaii, you have rice with every meal. It doesn't matter. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, there's rice, no matter what you're eating. Yeah, it's like a side of rice. It's, like, kind of an option. It's just kind of there. It's like, you're used to, like, eating rice with every meal. With, like, bacon, eggs, and rice. Portuguese sausage, eggs, and rice. It's like, it's there. It's like hamburger, steak, and rice. It just kind of comes with it. But here, it's not. And it's weird. There's no, like, Spam isn't there at your convenience. They don't have Pog. What is life if they don't have Pog? What is life if there's no Pog? And Fruit Punch. They don't have Fruit Punch. Like, it's like, you get Fruit Punch at McDonald's, and you get a Sprunch, which is Sprite and Fruit Punch, and they don't have Fruit Punch here, which is really, really weird. Like, you actually have to, like, make rice and, like, cook Spam. And you have to have, like, Spam, like, sent to you. And you have to, like, and the gross tap water. The tap water on the mainland is so gross. Because they're so used to Hawaii tap water. And Hawaii tap water, it's fresh. It's, like, been purified for 25 years. And it's so fresh and so good. Tap water here is just gross. Like, especially here in Dominican, it tastes like chlorine. It's disgusting. It's gross. The other thing is recycling. Recycling is not a huge thing here. Well, maybe my school just spoiled me because the school that I went to, every single trash can next to it was a recycling bin. You put your cans and your bottles in the recycling bin, and then every building had a recycling, like every classroom had a thing for recycling paper. We were very sustainable. Every trash can, you could see a recycling bin next to it to recycle your plastic cans and bottles. And then in every single classroom, there's a little bin for recycling paper. But here, that's not a huge thing. It's weird. It's really, really weird. Like, I have to, like, actually get up and, like, look for a recycling bin. And it's like, another people, like, throw away their plastic bottles, and it bothers me to no freaking end. Because my school has brainwashed me that I need to recycle my bottles. And recycle my paper. And I see people throw away plastic bottles, and it physically hurts my soul. Like, last year, my roommate, she had, like, a thing of plastic utensils. Every time she used a plastic spoon or a plastic fork, she'd throw it away. And a little part of my soul just died to me every single time she threw away a plastic spoon or threw away a plastic fork. Part of me just died every single time she did that. And then, the beach. Oh, the beach. It's like, you don't get to go beach every other day here. You don't. And frankly, you don't really want to, because the beaches up here kind of suck compared to the beaches in Hawaii. Like, no offense or anything, but the beaches, nothing's like the beach in Hawaii. Nothing is like the beach in Hawaii. It's, like, the beaches up here kind of suck. Like, this is not sand. What the hell is this? Why is it cold? Like, it's cold at the beach. What? It doesn't make sense. Like, you don't get to go beach every other weekend, and it's not sunny, and it's, like, it's cold, and it's, what? What even? Like, take me home. I'd rather go to the beach at home. Then there's, care packages. Care packages are the lifesavers. Care packages save my life. Okay, I have my mom ship me up, like, ramen. Because the instant ramen, I'm not gonna eat top ramen. This stuff is crap. I have my mom send me the good stuff. The good stuff that I get at home, which is Sapporo Ichiban. Sapporo Ichiban instant ramen is the best ramen. And I have my mom ship that up to me. And along with microwave rice. Microwave rice is my lifesaver. Because I don't have a rice cooker. And it's like you have to like wash the rice too. And it's like I'm not gonna wash it with the gross disgusting chlorine water. No. So yeah, microwave rice. It's a lifesaver. And guava jelly. Oh my god, guava jelly. Guava jelly is so good. And it's like only in Hawaii you can get guava jelly. And arare. Because I always have popcorn. And it's like, you can't eat popcorn without eating arare with it. You just have to. Another thing is, like, just being up here and not being at home. Like, the animals. Like, squirrels. Every Hawaii kid will freak out every time you see a squirrel. It's like, squirrel! It's like the dog from Up. It's like, squirrel! And it's like, what? Where? And every time you see a squirrel, I take a photo. Because that's what Hawaiian, your typical Hawaii kid, your typical Hawaii kid will freak out and see a squirrel and take a photo. Because that's what I did. And deer. Oh my god, I saw deer for the first time last year and I freaked out. And I'm like, oh my god, it's deer! And rabbits. Every time I see a wild rabbit, I freak out. Because I freak out. It's, like, awesome. It is so awesome. And a hummingbird. Last year, I saw a hummingbird for the first time. And it was kind of the best thing ever. Okay. And another thing, a struggle for me is trying to, like, with all these things, you have to find, like, other Hawaii people to relate to. It's so difficult for me. I can't find any other Hawaii people. I feel like I'm the only freaking Hawaii person here. And it's borderline annoying. But I actually went over my limit. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, this is the end of my show. And this is my last show, actually. So, remember that this is the 808 with Teacher Ho'olohe for your island style hour at radio.dominican.edu. Bye, listeners.
Na kapuana, kuhoa ikanania o nā pūra.